Hello, this is my Lenten Diary for March the 1st, 2018. Today is Thursday in the second week of Lent. Here is a reading from Psalm 71. In you, O Lord, have I taken refuge. Let me never be ashamed. In your righteousness, deliver me and set me free. Incline your ear to me and save me. Be my strong rock, a castle to keep me safe, for you are my crag and my stronghold. Here ends the lesson. One of the things that I enjoy about reading the Psalms is also one of the things that's perplexing about the Psalms. And that is the immediacy of the psalmist's relationship with God. The psalmist trusts God. The psalmist argues with God. The psalmist cajoles God. The psalmist shakes the fist at God. The psalmist weeps before God. The psalmist complains before God. The whole horizon of human emotion is on display when we read the Psalms. And this raw intimacy can be a bit jarring to those of us who perhaps think that God is somewhat like the deists of the 18th century, that God just sort of wound up the universe and it's spinning, and God's really not that involved in the day-to-day operations. And God certainly has more to contend with in the running of the universe than with being bothered with the problems or challenges or emotional upheaval that any one of us individually might go through. It may be that those of us who are mainline Christians are so imbued with the notion that God gave us minds to think and God gave us a will and God gave us the ability that God is leaving us most of the time to figure out life on our own devices. And while I don't want to go too far in the other direction, thinking that God cares about, say, what color socks I wear on any given day, I wonder if sometimes we are so busy living our lives that we're not paying attention to all the ways in which God is present for us. And that sort of intimacy with God is what comes through in the Psalms, even if that intimacy makes us uncomfortable. Because it's a trusted relationship with God when the psalmist can doubt God's existence, when the psalmist can complain loudly and lament, when the psalmist in other places in the Psalms say, "How long, O Lord, how long? Deliver me from my enemies," and sometimes make my enemies pay for being my enemies. All of that is uncomfortable for those of us who want a more rational and coolly distant relationship with God. But if we learn anything through the Christian story, it is that God is constantly trying to get close to us. We Christians say that God was of such a mind to get close to us that God hung out with us. God took on human flesh. God became one of us in this person we know as Jesus. So, if God is that close, if God wants this sort of relationship with us, what prevents us from trusting? What prevents us with laying bare our souls to God? It might be an interesting thing to think about here in Lent. How are we distancing ourselves from God? And really to think about the futility of that attempt, because, after all, God is as close as our next breath. In today's lesson, the psalmist clings to God as a crag and a stronghold. God is present as a way of protection, as a means of security, as a way of anchoring the psalmist in the midst of the vicissitudes of life. This past few weeks, there have been plenty of people in my personal orbit who have been struck with various and sundry reminders of the tenuousness that is our existence. And these are all people of faith, and even though their faith has been tested during these times, to a single person, they have come to understand how close God is in the midst of their troubles. This is not the same as God magically makes the troubles disappear. Rather, through a faith in God, a reliance upon God, an intimacy with God, people somehow are able to bear up under the most difficult of circumstances. They are able to bear up, and they are able to continue their journey of life. This is a remarkable and glorious testimony to faith. God is our tower of strength. God is the place we run to when we are discouraged or angry or fearful or weary. Be my strong rock, O God, a castle to keep me safe, for you are my crag and my stronghold. My prayer for you, dear listener, is that wherever you are on your journey today, that you have a moment to sit still, to breathe, to offer up to God your cares and concerns, to take refuge in this tower of strength, and to know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that God is there with you. Let us pray. O Lord, strong and mighty, Lord of hosts and King of glory, cleanse our hearts from sins, keep our hands pure, and turn our minds from what is passing away, so that at the last we may stand in your holy place and receive your blessing. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.